So, ma'am, before we begin, can you just like quickly introduce yourself with the name, your education background, and which college you are currently teaching in, and your area of specialization?
Okay, thank you. I am Dr. Swarnalata Harichandan from HBBEd College, principal in this college currently. From 2007. Before that, I am doing as a lecturer in a National College of Education at Ulasnagar from 1995 to 2007.
Okay.
Before that, I am at Odisha in a government aided school.
Okay.
So after marriage, I came to Mumbai and just doing my job here as a teacher. Trainer in the teacher training institute. So as a lecturer, 12 years I have done, worked there at Ulasnagar, and from 2007 here as a principal.
Okay.
In this college I am also the board of studies member in Mumbai University. One 5 years was up, but again second term also now it is continuing as a board of studies member.
Board of studies
in education, board of studies in education.
Okay.
University of Mumbai ka.
Right.
I'm a member of that board of studies in education.
Okay.
So and as a principal in college, all the academic plus administrative work is going on. Every year our teachers getting one minor research project they are doing.
Yes.
They are getting some project grant also from MIA program.
Right. What is your specialization? What do you teach?
Actually, measurement and evaluation and guidance and counseling.
Okay. So these are the two subjects.
Method, history and geography. I have that.
Okay.
B.A.D.
Okay.
And MA in education. I am MA in, not MA, MA in education.
Okay.
B.A.D. and history MA.
Okay. That's your education qualification.
And PhD in micro teaching, area of micro teaching.
Nice. Wow, that's a lot. And ma'am, so your institute currently offers what all courses?
In our trust, there are from KG to PG, senior KG, junior KG, and plus two graduation and PG, all are there, and B.Ed. D.Ed also there, but now we are not continuing it as there is no student.
Right.
And
okay, so it's just B.Ed, right?
Hindi medium school is added, Hindi medium school and junior college. So these are added section, and others are unaided.
And B.Ed is aided?
Unaided.
B.Ed is unaided.
Self-financed.
Okay, self-financed. Okay. And ma'am, what is the NCTE approved intake for B.Ed?
We have 100, but now we have taken one unit, 50.
Okay.
In the beginning, we have 100 students.
Uh-huh.
After this 2014 rule,
right,
we take only one unit, basic unit of 50, which will be 100 in 2 years.
Okay. So first year 50, second year 50,
yes.
Like that 100. Okay. And ma'am, how many students do you think were admitted in 2019 and 2020?
1920, there are 50. But this is 2021, there's 49.
Okay, fine. Ma'am, so I want to also understand a little bit but the kind of students that secure admission into your program. So what is the proportion of students from, say, arts section or commerce section or physics or maths?
Actually, most students are coming from commerce sections.
Okay.
Then science, then arts. Arts very few.
Okay. And any other section?
Also some MBA, or engineering, IT, very few, 1-2%. Okay. But the commerce sections, they're opting more.
Okay, okay.
In Maharashtra, mostly commerce, all prefer to do commerce. So they are having, but the later on they are facing difficulties in getting job.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay.
Because in those have MCOM, they are getting commerce method. Hmm. But those are BCOM, they are not getting commerce method. They have to take economics or mathematics. Right. So when they are going for a job, it will be a problem for them. Right. Economics MIP there or the mathematics people, then only method subject in BEd is not given.
Correct.
Chance.
Right.
This is okay. The problem for that.
Okay.
And also in our integrated course, commerce become BEd is not there now. They have given become BEd.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So, ma'am, how would you?
It is needed for plus two college, become BEd. But they should have MCOM. Then it will be helpful.
Got it.
Otherwise, they are facing trouble.
Got it, got it. Ma'am, and how would you describe the quality of your students' academic qualifications? I mean, what proportion would you say has first-class marks?
First-class, 20%.
Okay, of the 50.
A plus.
Joe. Right.
5 plus, 75. Only very few, 10%. Students, those are below B plus.
Okay, okay. The rest are first class.
First class or second class B plus, more than 55.
Okay, okay.
Less than 55, 10% students. Okay, okay. Those are not coming regularly or like this.
Right.
If those are attending regularly, there is no problem. After admission, they are facing more problem like some marriage and for home problem. So many problems are facing. So those type of, they are also not coming to college or therefore they are not doing well.
Right.
2-3 years they are taking to complete the syllabus and all the activity. More 1-2 year extra.
Right. Right. And ma'am, what is your assessment of their academic strengths and weakness?
Problem.
Your assessment, how do you look at your students' strengths and weakness? What do you feel about that?
Actually, nowadays, all students are interested to do BEd with a job.
Okay.
This is the problem.
Right.
So, if we will not take admission, then admission will be zero. But
right.
We are giving a criteria, only those are having money. Our the college timing is 11:30 to 5:30.
Okay.
So we take some students having a job, only those are morning shift.
Got
one
it.
Hour, we give them concession.
Okay.
Otherwise, most of the students, they come, some students go here from college only because that. Admission is not, admission is problem only for that. They want that we'll do job and our fees we will give. Our parents will not pay or in-laws are not, they will not pay. We will do from our own money.
Right.
This type of mentality developed now. When our time, we depends on parents to...
pay, yes.
Education. Only yes. Anything. Education after completion, we don't go for job or search for job.
Right.
But nowadays, they do the job first, then they're interested for their career.
Right. And ma'am, how would you compare your students' academic profile to other colleges' students of BEd?
Other colleges? College students' profile are good.
Yours is good.
Okay. Because we make them strict that only the theory part, if you miss some classes, we'll take care. But practical activity, lessons, teaching, or any other activity, we make them compulsory.
Right.
We take their time, but we make them do. Without doing, we don't give.
Right. Okay. And ma'am, what do you think is the proportion of men to women in students?
Most of the students are women. Only 5 to 10% are male.
Okay, so 5 to 10 are male. Others all are female.
Yes.
Okay. And ma'am, how are most of the students admitted in your program? I mean, what is the admission criteria to get into B.Ed. for your institute?
Only the from that CT exam and the centralized admission, we don't take.
Okay, so everything is through the CET exam. Okay.
Only we help them, those are coming for an inquiry. Mm-hmm. We take their number, we inform them that they do not know when the advertisement for CET like this. So we inform them, you know, when the CET exam is going, when to form fill up. So these students prefer to give a choice for our college.
Mm-mm.
Those have been required. So there is choice. Then the choice college, selection of college. So we help them in informing and they have inquired here. So they give our college name.
Right, right.
So on that way we get some students more.
Right, right. Ma'am, and what are the colleges preferred by high rank students?
Colleges preferred?
By students who are like good in studies or students who have secured good marks. What are the colleges that they prefer to get admission in B.Ed.
Students?
Yes.
Students, they see first where the fees is less.
Right.
They don't see the quality of a college or anything else first. But right. They see the fees.
Hmm.
What is the amount of fees?
Hmm.
Then next they see whether they will be give some relaxation in their job. Time, relaxation,
right.
That they see.
Right.
And also they see from the nowadays, students are very clever. They see the website and the review. Well, then when I ask them in the interview, why you have selected this college?
Hmm.
So they say, my friends say, earlier friends or some review from the website, college name and the and this is also convenient from bus stop and train. They visit 3-4 colleges, see the college structure, situation, and all these things. They also ask whether NCT recognized or not. Means they are aware now, whether NCT recognized or not. Yes. All these things they ask also to us before taking admission.
Right, right. And ma'am, what are the ranks of students who are admitted into your college?
Rank?
Yes.
From our college, from last 3-4 years, 3-4 students are getting rank O grade.
Oh.
And some good students from rankers from other colleges are 5%. 5% rankers are coming.
Okay. Wow. Nice.
And also most of the students are going foreign country for doing their job. They take their for them they need transcript certificate.
Yes, yes.
So they take from us that they are doing their job there. Others have been from there also phone call come to us. Mm-hmm. About the students.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Good students are nowadays, I don't feel the knowledge is less for students. Knowledge part is due to technology and internet, all these things. Knowledge is more, but the technical part, the B.Ed. is, they say at the end, B.Ed. I ask, how is your graduation and B.Ed. is different? How do you feel? You have done job also before this at school. So how did B.Ed. help you? Whether you have learned something by giving so much money for 2 years, whether you have learned something new from our college, from our teachers, then they say that, yes, madam, So we are teaching, but we do not know how to rub the blackboard or how to participate, divide the blackboard or teaching aids. We use, but how in a different step it should be done, that method we know. And also teachers teaching example, we just focused on the syllabus completion, but when our teacher teaches giving so much examples, so we feel that examples are to give outside example related to also will be more helpful to the students. Picnic they enjoy, how to do activities like amara we do tulsi vibha or new things activity we are organizing like to culture related. To make the haldi kumkum, tulsi vibha. So some students they say we don't know these things before earlier. So we learn from here that tulsi vibha, the importance or haldi kumkum. So different activities, bhajan, kirtan, seminar. And in seminar we give them that important that they will anchor. So they say that, and also when I take the interview, they say that we never go to the principal room before this. We have some fear towards principal. Here we feel that we are sitting in front of principal and gossiping.
And ma'am, how many students take up maths and science teaching?
Maths and science.
Yes.
Every year changes. Sometimes, some year it is more 20, 25, 27. Sometimes 11, 10.
Okay. And what would
not
be
less than 10?
Okay. And what would be the profile of these students who take up maths and science?
They're from science background.
Yeah. Okay.
Or some maths have commerce background, but we deny them to take. We give them guidance.
Okay.
You will take. We have no problem. But at when you will go for interview, if there is some science students, math students, and only you have math method having commerce background, so you may not be selected.
Right.
So you take economics, geography like this, then you can also get in school subject that will be helpful than mathematics. If someone they say that we have to take, we have accounts, we are good in maths, interest, then we allow in hard cases.
Okay. And ma'am, do you think the profile of your students have changed since the time B.Ed has become a two-year program as compared to it was 1 year?
Madam?
Hello?
Awaaz nahi aa raha. Boliye.
Hello. So ma'am, I'm asking, the B.Ed program was earlier 1 year, then it changed to 2 years.
Yes,
so I want to understand if the profile of the students who were earlier applying for 1 year has changed since it turned into 2 year program.
No.
So it's the same profile of students who were there earlier and continuing.
There is no change.
Okay. And ma'am, what is the socio-economic profile of the students who come to your college?
Medium.
Medium.
Not high.
Okay. So middle class. Okay. And ma'am, if they had not joined B.Ed or not joined teaching, what do you think would have been their alternatives?
What to?
So if the students who are coming to your college had not opted teaching, for example, then what do you think could have been their alternative profession?
Mostly 80% they opt for teaching, 20% they got opportunity in another job, then they shifted due to CET, TET and all these exams. Now they are not getting job in a granted school or any central school. And in private school, there is very less salary.
Right.
Less salary. If they got any technical or facility for, then they shift. But they prefer this because due to tuition classes and other they earn. Some students are also not going to school. They have their coaching classes and they join in coaching classes because they get freedom and more, they earn more there. Some prefer school because they say that if we will be in school, then students will come for tuition to us. Like this they feel.
So they are
alternative. Mostly they are in a teaching job. Very 10% they left the teaching job. Once 2-3 years before, we have a very good student. She's in a job in a farm. She's getting more than 60,000 there, but she left the job for B.Ed. And very good student, psychology students, she's a main psychology. And she also joined in a school.
Ma'am, you're on mute. Yes, ma'am.
So she joined in a very good Abnal school in Awasi.
Which school, ma'am?
Abnal.
Okay.
So she joined there.
Okay.
But she saying, madam, if I will get job here in China, then I will be happy to do in less salary because here the students are interested in learning. But they are being getting technical and so much work that students are busy in that means they forget the passion of getting learning, so busy in work, different types activity.
Right.
So different students have different opinion, but they need job, but the teaching scenario is bad. Some students tell that Amara Bail, they are taking 5,000 and they are offering us 4,000, 5,000 in a school job.
Actually, that was the next question. What do you think is the motivation for your students to take up the B.Ed. program?
I always told that you do job or don't do job, you get degree. Degree will help you for your children. You can teach your children. You can make your family best way in a teaching line. If you got job, nice you do. Don't think that I don't get the job and my degree is a bekar. Okay, I guess I don't think.
Right.
And sometimes now you may think that I am in a good position, no need of job. But you have not seen the future. Sometimes this degree will help you anyway. I also give them example when I have done my PhD in 90s in micro teaching. At that time at Odisha, micro teaching is not known. But my guide is from Baroda. He said me, this is a new thing, you do it. So I have done, but I never thought at that time that I will marry and I will come to Mumbai. When I come to Mumbai and went to a college, for the next day they have given me micro teaching practice. So at that time I feel my PhD on that time, how much helpful. So I don't need to take help from others, that what is micro teaching or that. So whatever we are learning somewhere or someday, it will be helpful. This I tell the students.
And ma'am, what do you think your students like the most about the B.Ed. program?
Activities. Curricular, co-curricular activities they enjoy. Now in 2-year course, more activities are there. They are enjoying more activities.
Okay.
Report also they are writing very well with photographs and then teachers that more than us also student knows very well and how to do all these things.
Okay. And what do you think could be some of the issues that your students might face about the program? What are some of the issues that you think the students might face about the B.Ed.
We only one problem. 2 years course, they are having more fees. and they want to do job. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that when our government is doing that compulsion, it should be from the grassroots. Means school should not allow the teachers to do without to B.Ed. qualification. Then this type of student, they're thinking will do job and do B.Ed. Both the things they will not have to think because they will not get the job. So as they are getting the job with less salary without B.Ed., then this situation happens. Even the grassroots level, they will not enter without B.Ed. qualification and they will give more salary to the B.Ed. qualified teachers. Then teacher students will be more motivated towards B.Ed. degree without doing part-time job or class. They will be more focused on B.Ed. qualification.
Right, right. And ma'am, what do your students think about the TET exam, the teacher eligibility test?
TET exam, very less percentage are qualifying. So now in this online section, they are trained in MCQ type questions, MCQ examinations. In our examination system, MCQ questions are not there earlier. So now they are trained. So I think this will help them more in the TET examination. They don't know. Teachers also are not very much expert in preparing MCQ questions.
Right.
They also do not know how to. Some students got more marks in descriptive and less mark in MCQ. Some can get more marks in MCQ and less in descriptive. Then now we fill in that. So now also, even after this pandemic, we'll keep this online MCQ exam in our classroom internal level. We'll keep it on. So they will be trained on that. 2-3 students are very poor in uploading all these things. And they are trained. I think this pandemic period is a boon for the ICT. Train all teachers and students little more ICT oriented things. Itna bhi training course kar rahe the, but this reality make all learn something new.
Yes.
I also train something. Google form, all that I also don't
know. Okay. Ma'am, in what way do your students change as they go through the two-year program? And what is your opinion? I mean, how do you measure change? What happens? What do they learn through this entire two-year program? And it should not just be content, but I'm asking from an overall perspective.
In two-year course, I feel they get more time. Because in our admission system is very poor. They take 6 months for admission. When there is 10 months course, only 6 months they are getting. In 1 year, they are getting 6 months for completing. But yeah, though these 6 months are going, still we are having 1.5 year. So some training and activity they are getting. And so we have made on that way. In past semester, we have not kept more practical work or teaching type work. So that can be covered within less time. This type of past semester, we have kept the syllabus like this. So in other 2-3 semesters, they are trained, they are getting more time to do at least.
Okay, yeah. And ma'am, what is the main feedback you receive from schools with respect to student preparation?
Main feedback to us?
The student preparation from what? The schools that you receive. So, for example, if your students are getting placed in some schools as teachers, do the school come back to you with any kind of feedback?
Yes. Our students, when they go to intensive and lessons, most of the students are given appointment there only.
Oh, okay.
When they came for admission, they ask us whether there is campus system or not. I told them we do not have more campus system. 2 or 3 schools are coming nowadays. Okay. But people do well when you go for lesson.
Ma'am, you
can get your job there.
Okay.
And most of the 80% students are appointed there in any one of the school where they go for lessons and interns.
Okay.
Those are doing well.
Right.
Those are not well. It will not do anything. Campus, nothing can be done. Campus, TT, anything will not help you.
Right.
You have
right.
to be.
And then after they take up teaching, after they move out of B.Ed., they take up a job, they take teaching. Do the students keep in touch with you? And are they in a position where they give you feedback with respect to what they learned in 2 years and, reflective feedback where they'll come and tell you this worked, this did not work? Does this kind of a dialogue happen?
We met earlier. We have some feedback form about the teacher, about the teaching. They filled it up. And during a interview, every year I take interview of the students at the end regarding the internal, before giving internal marks.
Hmm.
Because they have the idea, teacher acha dete. I have told them there is no such thing that the favorite teacher or favorite students, everything will be finalized during your interview.
Right.
So I take interview and I also ask them everything about the principal, about the teachers, about the clerk, librarian, college management, everything. So most of they think they like that the flexibility of teacher helpfulness and how to make them if any problem, like giving them guidance in a individual guidance also, and the library facility. Only thing is that they do not like that why this TT exam is there, why we are not getting the job like earlier. This is the quality format, therefore that thing.
Yeah.
And also now for TT also we give them guidance also for preparing how to qualify TT exam.
So I was trying to understand what
after qualifying TT there is no guarantee of job,
of course.
Yeah. That is also there. TT qualified NET. One of the teachers said that when we are not having NET set, at that time we are getting job. But after qualifying NET set, we are jobless because private colleges are not giving us job. They think NET set will demand more payment like this. So before qualifying NET set, we have job. Now we are jobless.
Okay. Ma'am, in the, you were talking about TET, so say, let's take past 2 to 3 batches of your B.Ed. Students. How many do you think applied for the TET or the CET exam? CTET. Not CET, sorry. CTET.
Those approximately. MSc, MA, they are giving NET set.
Okay.
And TET, very few, 20%. Last 2 years, they are appearing, 20%.
Okay. And how many of them had passed?
Two, three students passed till now.
Okay. And ma'am, you were talking about you give guidance for TET preparation, right? What is that guidance, if you could elaborate?
We have given a book is written by our university professor. That we provide, and also some lectures organized by her, like that, how to attend.
Right. And ma'am, not
so much. Now we have thought about it during this pandemic period. Yeah. This and some online classes we are now planning
to do. Okay. And ma'am, can you tell some of the colleges where the TET pass rate is very high, and why do you think that's the reason? And some of the college where the TET pass rate is low, and reasons for that.
I don't compare this. I am not compared, but the region is not that of college.
Right. Now
you that the quality of the students depends on that.
Okay, okay. So it's not the college, but it's the quality of the
college. Only one, two colleges, they prepared like this, online classes and co-teachers, they are doing. Otherwise, the students' intelligence and all.
Right. And ma'am, where are students getting employed after completing the B.Ed. course?
Mostly they are neighboring schools, private schools.
Private schools, okay. Okay. And ma'am, so we were talking about, you know, placements and all, and you said you don't have a placement, inter-placement, right? You don't have a placement team. And you also said that
we have placement cell. 2-3 okay. schools are coming.
Okay.
But two students are qualified on that. They have taken. I have told during our placement cell campus interview, they have selected and joined. Abnal school, they have joined. Others are in a private. They are giving more salary and their timing is more. So students are not liking to do so much time for the school. From 7 o'clock to 2 o'clock, you want a salary more and you less do, how it will be possible?
Yeah, yeah.
No, madam, from 7, I have shifted a job, company job. I thought in school there will be relaxation. Most of them are thinking that school may they are very less time. But in that school, they are having from...
Ma'am, you are on mute. Yeah.
They think like this. Then they think that in school, there's very less time, less more holiday, and we should have got more salary like the aided and school. But private school, those are giving more salary. They are also taking more effort from the teachers.
Right.
So all are not, they want to see their home, their tuition classes, and also salary. Some are there like this.
Yeah.
Some professional, nowadays professionalism is not seen in students, very less.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, they are not getting government jobs, but how many students do want government jobs? Even if they don't get, but if you could tell me a percentage of how many do really want a government job at this point of time?
They need all the things, government, near the home, all the things. Some get outside Maharashtra or interior, they don't go.
Too many filters.
All facilities they want.
Okay.
All facilities they want.
Yeah. And ma'am, how many students, so like you said, most of them get into private schools, right?
Yes.
And ma'am, what do you think?
They are getting in good schools, good salary.
Of course. So that was my next
very
question.
Few are like this, those are getting less. But most of the 80% they are getting good salary.
So what do you think could be the average starting salary of these students who get through private schools?
Those are in English medium school, getting more than 25.
Okay, and vernacular medium?
Vernacular medium or school, minimum 10,000, 7,000, like this they are getting.
Okay, okay. And ma'am, do these students get jobs in NGOs also that work in the education sector?
Yes, from our college, two students are there, they are related with the NGO and also they got the HM in a school. They are doing very well. Social work also.
Oh.
When we are having this activity like Buddhasram and all this community work, they are going. So most of students, they felt reality. So after doing their B.Ed. also, they are related with this type of NGOs. They are helping also, teaching also. Some khushiyon ke patsala ek hai idhar, Vasi mein. Our 3-4 year before students are now also they are teaching in the evening for this type of students.
Okay. So ma'am, what do you think are the career alternatives for your students other than teaching?
Career alternatives, mostly the lady students are there. So they prefer that they should do job, but within the vicinity of their house and all these things. And some very few, those are interested to do other activity to for earning.
Okay.
Very few are doing, but very few.
Okay. And ma'am, we have heard that new teachers who are freshly out of B.Ed. And when they get recruited in schools for teaching, they are usually given lower grade classes to teach. Is this true?
Actually, if they are given, it is also not correct, because lower grade students need more skillful teacher.
Right.
So this is the wrong idea that newcomers should be given lower grade.
Right. Because but is this true? Are they given low grades to teach? They are.
Mostly they are giving.
Okay. So where are your students placed to teach when they were trained?
Nearby, most 20% students from western sides, but mostly from other districts.
Which grades? Which grades? I mean, which grade from the school? Do the training, do you teach them?
In B.Ed, the secondary school, and
yes,
those are having MCOM, MSc, they are for a junior college.
Right.
They are getting. Some also in degree college. But when I ask you why you are interested in a degree college, why for B.Ed? So that degree, if you will get some chance in a junior college, in aided college. But sometimes aided college, they are giving, taking more donations for that post. So they are also not possible for all. But if there will be not degree, so they cannot give. If they will have that capacity to give donation also, they will not be qualified. Therefore, they do. Some are with interest, they are doing B.Ed. Some are need. Nowadays,
what are some of the challenges that you and your colleagues are facing with reference to teaching students?
Feeling with?
You know, some of the issues or challenges that you and your faculty might face while you're teaching students. So say, for example, attendance or regularity or interest and motivation of students is not too much. So this is just an example, but What are your and your faculty?
Attendance problem is there, but student and teacher both are happy in this pandemic period. In online, all attendance is there due to small children at home. Some may come late, they miss the lecture, so they come that we miss the madam, please keep in afternoon that lecture. I am missing, I cannot do for each student's problem. You have to adjust. Sometimes we can, after a weekly, right, sometimes we changes, right, in the afternoon period that we do. Varieties of problems. Some job, some at home problem, some are small child problem. So problems are different. All are not in job, but as they all are married and girl students, so problems are sometimes in between a marriage, in-law house allowed, like this, so many problems. Both counseling karna padta hai. Abhi one student married ho gaya, father expired ho gaya, abhi uspe exam nahi diya. Unka husband says that no, we don't need you return or... Main thing is that we don't take the fees in the beginning. Therefore, students came, though 10,000, 15,000, jo bhi dekhe admission lete, we give them facility of to take your time, but during 2 years you complete.
Right.
So that facility we are giving, but by giving this facility, we pass one to students goes away, so kids got to get it.
Right.
Everywhere one to student get married, and they are not allowed to join again.
Yeah. And ma'am, other challenges that you and your colleague would face with respect to, you know, your tenure in the B.Ed. college, or your salary, or your opportunities that you need yourself as a faculty or as a teacher, you know, to professionally grow in your career. Do you think you face certain challenges at that end?
In our college, we don't face any problem in developing our professional growth. Even those are in aided college and government college, more the that our teachers are developing. Only thing is that they are not getting proper salary.
Right.
They are happy with no mental stress, no mental tension. They are taking their time for completing syllabus, and I allow them for all seminar programs, and also we organize a seminar. We can get grant like even aided college, they do not get that grant. Every year we get grant from some field, and we organize a seminar.
Okay.
So we are happy.
Okay.
I train them that you can shift for a salary. If you are getting in government, you would go. Now, otherwise, for 5,000 or 10,000 extra, you don't shift your job from one place to other.
Right.
Then, somewhere they are giving money, but you will get mental torture, mental politics. We do not have any management from management side, no politics or no pressure, not from principal side. Our teachers are free. Only thing is that they are getting less salary as compared to the scale.
Yes, right.
And doing more work but getting less salary, but they are getting more freedom.
Right. So it's a trade-off. What you want more?
Months?
So it's like a trade-off. I mean, you know, something somewhere is less.
In our college, teachers are from 2007, they are here. Every college is, teachers are going and coming, new teachers are going there. No one has shifted from our college, only those two went, they have got a very good job. One in university, Ascendant University, one in other job, not in teaching, but microbiology, water, she got that too, and from our college, when they got in.
Okay. And ma'am, with respect to NCTE regulation, they might also have their own set of expectations, timelines, guidelines.
All guidelines are good, but they are not implemented properly. All the higher officials, I don't do inspection, other things. Those are doing only showing. These are not carrying on good. Therefore, the situation is bad.
Okay.
Guidelines, rules, everything. They are framed very nicely. Hmm. But implementation is poor.
Yeah.
2014 se rule hua. Now, 2021, so many colleges are running with two basic unit and only that teacher. They are coming, measuring the places and all these things. Those are not important.
Right.
But the important thing is teacher should be there, teaching will be there. They are going and writing, but again, going on all these things. That part I don't like. But okay. We have to go with the
Yeah. And ma'am, your college, like you said, is not affiliated to any university, right? It's
affiliated to University of Mumbai, na?
It's affiliated to University of Mumbai, but it's an unaided college. So what about their regulations? What about regulations from the University of Mumbai? Timeline, quality of exam.
All the regulations are there as per the government job. And every year LIC visit are there. So those are not fulfilling them. They are giving time for the next year. And this process is going on. There is no end in this process. This is bad.
Okay.
Otherwise, all the rules and regulations are there.
That's fine. Okay.
As per norms, as per government, everything.
Everything. Okay. And ma'am, now you know we were talking about the
management. Management thinking. They have taken 100 students with two teachers. How you are telling that, you know, each I see this type of different.
Yeah.
But still going on.
Okay.
We are doing our best. We are happy. Whatever going on that. But we have to also go with the tradition.
Hmm.
Which you don't want sometimes, but we have to
do it.
Follow yeah. that tradition, that rule, regulation. So,
yeah. And so those do not have value. Yeah.
These inspections and those do not have value they are doing. But what to do? We have to face it.
Right. And ma'am, what do you think about
end.
The...
There should be an end.
Yes.
We have to give some criteria. Again, this year you have not filled it. Up to next year or next 2 year, 3 year. Some day criteria, that should be an end. But there is no end in that. And whenever we end, it will be end totally. That will be closed.
Right, right. Ma'am, what but do you think about the new no education place. Policy that has come in? The 4 year B.Ed. Course that has come in.
Well, madam, I have told now, policy guidelines, all are well, all are good. But how will it be implemented, that is the thing.
Yeah, so that is what I want to know. What do you think would be the challenges in the 4 year B.Ed. Program?
There is no challenges.
Okay.
Students will come, they will develop, they will go do well, then this also.
Okay.
But implementation नहीं ना चार पांच छह साल ना फिर अगर stop फिर उस उसने भी ऐड देंगे become नहीं देंगे ये नहीं always changing
right right and what do you think I mean it will lead to improving the quality of teachers across all levels with the 4 year B.Ed. program
improve the quality of teacher but it should be in the grassroots level to whom they are giving permission. Whether they are keeping the teacher training, all that, this is the thing.
Right. Right.
Job, whatever policy and guidelines are well, well framed, taken effort, but implementation is very poor. Zero.
Yeah, yeah. And ma'am, it has obviously said that, you know, the 1 year and the 2 year can continue. So what is your take on that? So they have said it as a composite program, right? We can continue with the 1 year or the 2 year B.Ed. program, or it can be a 4 year B.Ed. program. What do you think should be done?
Composite is well.
Okay. So you feel composite is good?
Composite is good, but what to do? Those are only single, like they do not have a degree college.
Hmm.
They think till 2030 it will be done. But I don't think so. What will happen?
Okay.
We'll see.
Ma'am, just last few questions.
Development, only development quality will be, no policy, no guidelines can develop the quality. The quality will develop if we personally, individually will do some rising.
Yeah, yeah. Ma'am, and just last few questions about COVID. Because, you know, everything for the past one and a half year has been affected by COVID. So how did your college try to cope up with the functioning of the institution during COVID? What worked? What did not work?
Everything is working well. More than before COVID.
Oh, wow.
We only administrative staff and non-teaching, we are coming.
Okay.
Regularly we are coming. Jab lockdown hota hai, 2 days or once we are coming. And no teacher is coming, no students are coming. Online classes are going on.
Okay.
Online examinations are going on. Online activities are also very well they are doing. Community work, whatever they are preparing also we are distributing it to the community in the society like mass. Pickles also through MGNCRE we have also taken some activities.
Okay.
And our Rotary Club, I am also a member of Rotary Club, and they have given us the Rotary Community Corps. They have attached our college to them due to the social work our students and teachers doing. So whatever they are making in their group, those are in the near vision, they are giving to the Rotary members. So they are distributing, so as the community work part. Only thing is that in lesson part, teacher, what the teacher is telling, that whenever they are teaching in online, they are teaching very well, but if offline, they are having a fear, some students. So offline has its importance.
Right.
All things are only the fearness or student some classroom situation, they are missing.
Right. And ma'am, what do you think are the difficulties that your students must have faced during the COVID?
During the COVID, some students, they do not observe, their parents do not observe, they have students have given their exam passed, 50% students have not paid their fees also in our college, because there are children also in the school. So many, like a financial problem, most of the students are facing.
Right.
Now,
and so like, internet or bandwidth issues?
Huh?
Internet or...
That during exam, during exam or classes... some are facing, those are in villages. So, or during exam also 2-3 students to upload the images and all these things. They faced in 1-2 exam, now they are 10.
Okay.
Facing problems are there, but very less.
Yeah. And your faculties, what were the problems that they faced?
Well, only one faculty who is facing problem of laptop and all these things is in Urwan or side in village.
Okay.
Sometimes when there is exams, he comes to college to do all these things.
Okay.
So our clerk helps to do all this.
Okay. So ma'am, overall, how has COVID affected your B.Ed. program? Is it good, bad, okay?
Good. Okay. Bad, nine.
Okay.
We have done very well. All these things only, they face to face really, they are missing. But students are very much happy. According to their facility and teachers are happy. According to their time, they also, we have not the strict that only during college time, 11:30 to 5:30 you keep.
Right.
Because due to at home, their other children are their children are also doing online classes. So we take some meeting and fix according to the students. Most of the we are flexible in taking the class in the evening sometimes, in the morning sometimes, so they can join all the activities. Even activities at home, they are doing all these things, prayer, puja, jaise hona chahiye, giving the bouquet, all these things they are doing very well. Only thing is that the party, khane ka, some chai, tea party, all these are missing.
Right.
Or some people are coming, going. Monetary college are again, so a one-on seminar, one-on program, we have to spend more. But during a COVID, we can call people from also foreign country or different distances.
Yes.
So they are getting more facility of getting good lectures, and the college are getting facility of not giving them the conveyance and all these things.
Right, of course.
Some, everything has their merits and limitations. We cannot say that it is very good or very bad.
Right.
But
okay.
Like plus two or school students, our students do not face any problem because they are... exams are going on in time, results are coming. So, but the 12th and 10th ka jo problem ho raha hai, that problem they do not face.
Okay. Thank you so much, Swarnalata ma'am, for your time.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you.